welcome to the We Are The Church podcast, hosted by me, Adam, and my beautiful wife, Brianna. Throughout the podcast, you'll hear and experience people's stories of faith in action to encourage, strengthen, and inspire you.
Hear the real-life stories of people from Guymere Baptist Church and our local community. There will be a few laughs, serious chats, and amazing encounters with God through the love and hope of Jesus Christ. We pray that this podcast reaches you on a deep level and encourages you on your own journey of discovery and faith.
Tonight we have my beautiful wife, Brianna. Good evening, honey.
Good evening, and it's so great to be here.
And of course, we've got Jeremy with us tonight. How's it going, mate?
Good, good. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you on. This is exciting. New youth coordinator, is that the role?
Yeah, youth and young adults coordinator.
Young is the adults role. As well. Nice, nice. Yeah. Well, how about you tell us a little bit about yourself, Jeremy?
Yeah, so my name's Jeremy. I am, yes, the youth and young adults coordinator at Guymere Baptist Church. I've been in the role for 2 months now. Before this, I was actually living and working in WA.
Wow.
So I've moved over to New South Wales for specifically.
There's no ditch
for
though, but you've come across the chasm of Australia to help us out.
Yes, yes. It was a long journey, I will say. Long flight.
But decent.
So. Yeah, I've come across for the role, which has been, it's been great being here.
Fantastic. And 2 months already, so, you know, what's that kind of looked like for you? Obviously, a complete relocation to the other side of the country, lots of new things.
Yes, lots of new things, lots of differences between WA and New South Wales, so just getting used to those, settling into an apartment.
Yeah.
Settling into the role, getting used to things, and, you know, had a youth camp thrown in there as well, so.
Now, we heard this was your first youth camp.
Yes.
Leading one, I should say. Obviously, you've been to them yourself. But
So I'd been to one before as a guest speaker back in WA. It was run by the Baptist Union in WA.
Yeah.
But I had not been on as a camper, led, coordinated any sort of youth camp before GBCs.
How exciting, though, come in like with a fresh perspective and maybe some fresh new ideas.
Yeah,
what
awesome.
What were some of the highlights from the youth camp?
Definitely being able to speak to them. I got to do three like devotions throughout the course of camp, and that was great. Loved that. Just seeing the response from kids to that in a different new setting that's unfamiliar to them. They're pretty receptive to the Word of God. So it was really great to see them being so receptive of it. Was really, really awesome.
Oh, that's really powerful.
Nice.
And what about for you personally? Was there a key takeaway for you?
Yeah, really just I got to witness like the true extent and giftings of the youth leaders. And that was just amazing to me. It's like just the passion and the love that they have for all those kids to be able to, you know, not only give up their time, but also to just, you know, want to hang out and spend as much time as possible with them throughout the course of camp. That was amazing to see.
Yeah, we've got some great youth leaders and young adults.
Yeah, such a blessing.
This church, for sure.
Truly.
Yeah.
So, Jeremy, what is something people might not know about you?
So something people might not know about me is that I am a very avid disc golf player. So frisbee
disc golf, not disco.
Disc golf.
Disc golf. What is disc golf?
What's disc golf?
Frisbee golf.
Frisbee golf. Okay.
So similar to golf, where you have kind of a hole. Instead of a hole, you've got a basket, and instead of hitting a ball, you throw a frisbee.
That's cool.
Oh my god.
Where do you do this?
Yeah. So in Sydney, the courses are in like North Ryde and Newington Armoury are the two kind of go-tos in Sydney.
Amazing. Okay. And so they're a big outdoor green space.
Yep. Usually just public parks. That's kind of the idea. You don't need much infrastructure to play disc golf. You need some trees to throw around and some baskets and tee pads. So it's pretty easy to kind of set up a course.
And you don't need a sand bunker.
No,
that would hurt, like if you trip into that or something, not good.
Have you ever gotten a basket in one? Is that what it would be called?
Not yet. No, haven't got a hole in one yet.
One day.
So what, do they have like pars as well?
Still designated pars, like par threes, par fours and par fives.
But it sounds like you could sit up in a park and do a free range kind of game?
You kind of can, yeah. Okay. So like there's...
For practice, I guess.
For practice, you can. Yeah, so right. like... you don't necessarily need like a driving range. You can go to any open field and it becomes your own like disc golf driving range. Mm. You can go to a park that has trees and just play to a specific tree if you want. I kind of call it object disc golf.
Mm-hmm. So how would you rate your aim? Are you pretty good at aiming for like say there's
what's your ranking?
An object, I don't know, 50 meters away or 20, whatever your regular throw is. Can you normally get that spot?
I can get pretty close. Okay, I've gotten a lot better since I started.
How long have you been doing it for?
Probably about 2 to 3 years now.
Nice.
But yeah, gotten a lot better on my distance and my accuracy.
So yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Well, anyone listening in and you want to check out disc golf, you know, yes, to come and see Jeremy.
That's right, exactly. Okay, so is there a particular book, movie or series that has influenced you in your faith journey?
Can't say the Bible.
Yeah, the Bible's the obvious one.
There's also a series based on the Bible.
Yeah, true, true.
It is. I wouldn't say, yeah, I'm not a big reader.
Sure.
Or movie watcher, which kind of limits the options.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So, yeah, no, there's no specific book or movie that I can say that was super influential in my faith journey. Lots of influential people is the kind of thing for me. Nice.
Okay. And so when you say influential people, is this someone you could mention or a group of people in particular?
Oh, there's probably some specific people, my mum especially, kind of part of the reason why I'm a Christian, just youth pastors and pastors that I've met throughout my journey to faith that have just influenced me, spoken into my life. That's really been key for me in kind of becoming a Christian.
Nice. That's good.
So talking about becoming a Christian, when did you actually become a Christian or when did you really know God?
Yeah, so I became a Christian when I was about 17, 18. I had been going to church since I think I was about 11.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't necessarily really interested in God or having a relationship with him. Just wasn't for me. But my mum just kept getting me up on a Sunday morning and said, you had to come to church. Me and my two brothers, we would reluctantly get in the car, and go to church. So she just kept persisting, and you know had definitely had some hurdles along the way, but in the end, just mum's persistence getting me there eventually got me over the line.
Go, mum.
Yeah,
love it.
It's amazing when mum's great. Have you know, a family member or a close friend who is persistently, gently encouraging you along the way.
Yeah.
It can make all the difference, hey?
Yeah.
It certainly can. Like, it was definitely the gentle encouragement from my mum, all the constant prayer that really got me over the line. If it wasn't for mum, you know, taking me on a Sunday every morning, then, yeah, I wouldn't have been able to meet, like, the influential people in my life to actually be able to get me to a place where I can accept Jesus and learn and know about him.
Yeah.
Nice, man. Awesome.
So you shared in your late, it was until your later teens that you knew God. So what did that look like? Like, what was different for you to realize that?
Yeah. So for me, when I think I was about 13 or so, I looked at Habakkuk 1 in Sunday school. It was teenage Sunday school.
Mm-hmm.
And Habakkuk 1, you get to verse 13 and it says that, you know, God cannot look at evil. That really made me question. It's like, how can God love me if he can't look at me? Like, I'm evil. I do bad things. So how can he look at me if I'm evil? And how can he love me if he can't look at me? So that really made me quite bitter and quite angry towards God. Like, I just was like, no, I don't want anything to do with a God that can't look at me and can't love me for who I am.
Yeah.
Eventually, I kind of harbored that within myself, didn't tell anyone, didn't speak about it, and eventually it got to the point where I was like, actually, no, this is really eating at me, and it has been for quite some time now. So it got to the point where I was, you know, I was 17, I was in year 12, I was still going to church, I was a bit involved in church, and I was a bit more receptive to the idea of actually having a relationship with God. He'd worked at me a little bit. So I was able to ask the youth pastor at my church at the time and his wife, I just asked them about this question that I had. And they explained to me obviously how we are redeemed in Christ and That was like, oh, that's amazing. Like God actually can look at us. And in, you know, recent years, I've realized that like it's not just Jesus's, you know, washing us of our sins that allows God to look at us, but also the fact that nothing has a hold over God. God can look at whatever he wants.
Amen.
Because he's God.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah, for me, it was really just getting that question answered was just like, was a real weight off my shoulders and just allowed me to open my heart to Jesus.
Yeah, nice. So good.
So Jeremy, you shared that you joined us as our youth and young adults coordinator, which is amazing, and you've shared a little bit about that role. This next question is, you know, an opportunity for you to share, you know, where and how you're serving at GBC. So could you talk a little bit more about what that role looks like and other ways that you're connecting here at GBC?
Yeah. So for me, my role as the Youth and Young Adults Coordinator means that I coordinate and run the ministries for youth and for the young adults. So at the moment I am running our EDGE program that happens for our year fives and sixes on a Wednesday night. That's just been such a blessing to be a part of, just to see those kids coming and having a great time, being super receptive to what we're teaching them each week. It's been amazing. Then from there, we also have Friday nights, we run GBC Youth for our years 7 to 12, and that just seems to keep growing every week. I think we're averaging in the 40s, which is pretty incredible.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's great.
Much bigger youth group than I'm used to in the small churches from WA. So it's been super amazing to, again, be a part of that, to be able to reach out to kids who aren't Christians, who don't come from Christian families or church families. So, again, another amazing ministry that I get to coordinate and be a part of. And then finally is the young adults ministry. So getting alongside, discipling and helping young adults through their journeys of faith, which is, again, so grateful that I get to be a part of that and just be a part of their lives and support them in their journeys.
Yeah, it's amazing. A privilege to do all those things, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, again, you know, we've got some amazing young people at GBC and it's so great to see that, you know, you've been able to come in and really shape up that role and make sure that they feel supported and encouraged along with our other leaders in that space, and to be able to disciple and minister to them is just amazing. You mentioned on Friday nights the youth is growing. So does that mean, you know, we're seeing a mix of not just youth from GBC families or the GBC church group, but are we seeing them bringing their friends and things like that as well?
Yeah, they certainly are bringing their friends. Like outside of the GBC community, I haven't done like much advertising to the community. So it's all by word of mouth from the youth themselves, like telling their friends, hey, this is great. This is a great time. Come with me, youth, and we'll have fun together.
Yeah, cool.
So it's been awesome to see new faces pop up around the place. On a Friday night, oh, that's someone I haven't seen before.
Yeah, nice.
It's another person I haven't seen before. So I was like, yeah, it's been awesome to see the youth wanting to have more of their friends come as well.
Yeah, fun and safe space for them to come
absolutely.
And hang out. Yeah.
I like what Mark was talking about, how he's seeing there's a turn of the tide. You know, like people are starting to be more receptive, or the youth are too.
Yeah.
How good's that? So you're talking about your mum before being quite significant in your life, you know, helping you, you know, praying for you and encourage you to go to church and being that persistent person in your younger years, and I'm sure she still is now. Who is there anyone else that's being significant in supporting you in your Christian walk?
Yeah, so as I kind of shared earlier, the youth pastor at the church, his name is Peter. He was amazing for me in not only my walk to getting to Jesus, but then after that as well. We used to catch up regularly. He used to kind of mentor me in my journey, and he was the one that ended up kind of getting me started into youth ministry and directing me and guiding me on where to go to kind of go down the path of, you know, wanting to work in ministry. So, yeah, him and his wife have been amazing to me throughout the years, and I'm super, super grateful for people like that that God put in my way. to be able to really help and support me through that. Because again, I don't think I'd necessarily be here where I am, as strong and as wise as I am now, without people like that.
Yeah, it's the ones that have gone before us, isn't it? You know, those wise people that have treaded the ground that we now walk on. You know, and yeah, we're all blessed in that regard.
Yeah. And to be willing to walk beside us, yeah, as well, right, which is really, really great, you know.
And you get to then pass on
your knowledge to do that for others now.
To others now, yeah. So good.
Love it. So at GBC, we have a bunch of values, which you've probably heard. One of those is on purpose. So if we're thinking about on purpose, what do you think that looks like for you in your walk?
Yeah, it's just being on purpose means obviously exactly that. Doing things for the benefit of God's kingdom. You know, that's why we kind of live each day. We live each day to kind of be more like Jesus and to be as much like him as possible. At least that's how I live. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, every action that we take should be of kind of benefit to that. Mm. So it's like it's on purpose. We do it for God. We do it for Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, you know, do you think of that in like all aspects of your life, or is that kind of like a just on a Sunday kind of thing?
No, I certainly try to like to be on purpose as possible. My job before this was working at Bunnings, and even there, like, it's a reflection of who I am as a Christian, yep, being on purpose, being nice, friendly, as helpful as possible to people that would come in and I'd serve. Yeah, again, it's what kind of God calls us to do and calls us to be. Yeah. So like you walk that every day, not just a Christian when I'm here in the building.
Yes.
Or when I'm here on a Sunday or a Friday. I'm a Christian every day and every minute of my life. So
amen.
Try and be as on purpose as possible.
Yeah, love that.
Okay, so being on purpose, other than the stuff you do for church and that, is there something that you're doing in your life to see lives changed by Jesus?
Yeah, so I think one of the big areas for me that I can demonstrate kind of being on purpose with is with my relationship with my wife.
Oh, yeah.
I think being able to demonstrate what a healthy Christian marriage looks like,
sure,
to our young adults of the church is kind of an on-purpose thing for me. I love my wife. Very thankful that we get to spend our lives together. And I love demonstrating and showing that to others around me as to, you know, how to be generous in your marriage, how to be loving and kind and respectful. So that's, yeah, probably the area of me that I like to do and be on purpose with is purposefully demonstrating that to others.
Yeah, that's really good. And, you know, I mean, marriage, Christian marriage especially, is a great way to reflect and show the love of Jesus to one another, but is a great example of any relationship, isn't it? Like that foundational components about showing care, showing respect, giving people the time and, you know, being a listening ear and all of those things is very good. It's very transferable to other relationships around as well as you know, young marrieds or people who are thinking about getting engaged and becoming married. Exactly. And all of that. So very foundational.
Yeah, absolutely. My wife has taught me lots about that over the 4 years we've been married now. So yeah.
4 years and lots more to come.
Absolutely.
So curious to know, and this is sort of where we head into a big example of where you've seen God at work in your life. So do you have one or a couple of stories where, you know, you've seen God really come through and being at work in your life?
Yeah, kind of being here is kind of the completion of one of those big stories for me. So I worked as an intern back, I think it was 6-7 years ago now.
Yes.
I'd studied for a couple of years at Bible college. I was 2 years in. I started an internship with my church at the time. Did that for a couple of years. And then I was like, okay, finished my studies. I'm finishing up my internship now. kind of look on to what's next. So I'm praying, you know, praying to God, trying to seek out what He wants for me. He was applying for ministry positions across WA. And I got rejected from quite a few.
So disheartening, isn't it?
Yeah, very disheartening. That was pretty hard. Yeah, it was certainly been. Was hard at the time. So in the end, I started looking for other work, just anywhere I needed. I needed finance, needed money to be able to live and survive. And God blessed me with my work at Bunnings, my job at Bunnings. I'd been there for 3 years now. I throughout that journey that I was at Bunnings, I was constantly praying to God and going, "Hey God, are we going into ministry?" And it was always not yet. That was the answer I got. It was just those 2 years, not yet. Which was definitely tough within itself. There were some moments there where I thought, oh, "Why are we? You know, why are we not doing this? I'm ready. I'm prepared.
I did all that study.
Yeah,
I invested all that time.
Yeah, all the
I was like, you're going to keep working at Bunnings too. For now.
So yeah, there was some hard moments there, but towards the end of last year, I finally got there soon, and that was really big for me because I was like, I'd heard not yet for so many years of my life that soon meant so much to me. I'm like, oh, okay, this could be it. So I jumped online and started, you know, really being an active participant in what God had for me, looking for jobs and searching for jobs. GBC, Youth and Young Adults Coordinator job came up as well, and I was like, oh, yeah, that sounds great. I think that was at the end of November is when I started applying for jobs, and I was over here starting my job middle of January this year.
Amazing.
So it was really soon.
Was soon.
That was a big story for me. It's been a pretty long, somewhat tough road to get here, I'm so grateful that, you know, God and His strength got me through.
Yeah, amen. And He doesn't waste anything, really, does He? Like, upon reflection.
Yeah, absolutely not. Like, my time at Bunnings was so valuable to me. Bunnings taught me so many things, you know, outside of the ministry space. I got to learn all about timber and different types of timber. I got to get fit and strong from just lifting and heavy things all day long. I got to learn how to drive a forklift and various other bits of equipment. And then the last 6 months of my time at Bunnings, they put me into leadership, and I got to, you know, develop my leadership skills in a secular space. But it was definitely transferable skills there that I'm very thankful that I got the opportunity to do. So God was blessing me all the way through.
Yes. Amazing. So good. Amazing. And, you know, in those times of waiting, what are some things in that space that you learn as well?
Yeah, waiting is not easy. That's the biggest thing. It was like waiting was not easy. I was so eager and so ready to just jump in and get it done. Like, let's do this, God. Let's go. Waiting was tough sometimes, and it was super back and forward for me. It was like some days I was okay with waiting, other days I was not okay with waiting. And my wife will attest to that for sure.
Come on, God, hurry up.
Yeah, so it was like that was the biggest thing. It was like waiting's not easy. And being in such a long period of waiting, was tough. But, you know, looking back on it now, God's timing is the best timing. I think I've put the best foot forward starting here after learning so much about myself and about my leadership style at Bunnings, which was, again, really grateful for.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, what were some things you were putting into place to help with the patience and the waiting? Like, what were some strategies for people that might need to do that?
Being open and honest, not only with yourself, but, you know, someone close to you. For me, I always had conversations with my wife going, sucks, today sucks. I don't want to be waiting for this anymore. I think that really helped me. It was just about getting it off my chest and then having someone come back to me and say, well, you're being a bit dumb, or no, that's fair, like, and just being able to keep me accountable in my waiting was kind of important to me. That again really helped me.
Yeah, that's good.
And now here you are on the other side of the country.
Yes.
Stepping out in faith in an exciting new role.
Yes, very exciting.
And for you, what are some of the things that you're praying for right now and hoping that God will continue to do and flourish in?
Yeah, I'm in constant prayer for God's guidance. I don't take the role that I've been given lightly. I think it's a big responsibility. And I want to do my best, not for myself, but for God. Like, God's put me here to do his work. I want to do as best as I can for him and to be a steward for his work and his love. So I just pray regularly on a daily basis that he will continue to work within me and guide me to do, you know, to do the right things, to lead the right way, to be loving and gracious wherever possible.
Amazing. Amazing. And I guess you've touched on this already, but is there anything else you want to share about how this has changed your life?
It's just, yeah, it's just amazing the way that God works. His people, his church, you can truly see the blessings that they pour out from. Coming over here was a bit of a daunting, scary task. I wanted to do it. I was excited for it, but there's so much to be done within that space. And this church, Gaimia Baptist Church, has been so, so, so generous to me and to Sam, my wife, beyond expectations. Just everything that we've really needed, the church has provided for, God's provided for, and just he's been able to use other people to just bless me and my wife so much that I'm so, so grateful for this church for that.
Well, on behalf of GBC, thank you. We say you're welcome, you know, because I'm sure everyone at GBC has the same heart. They just want to bless others and help others out, you know.
Yeah. And both you and Sam are a blessing to the GBC community. So we're so grateful that God's led you here in his perfect timing.
Yes, absolutely.
And, we're really excited to, you know, continue to see you flourish in your role and see you and Sam settle in on the east coast of Australia.
Yeah.
And
excited to be here, not only in the church but on the east coast as well.
And we really look forward to seeing the youth and young adult space continue to grow and see what God's doing in that space.
Absolutely. I know that God's got big plans, and I'm glad that I get to play a small part in that and seeing that grow and come to fruition. So I'm excited.
Well, thanks so much, Jeremy, for coming on, and I guess we'll see you around GBC.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening to the We Are The Church podcast. We hope this inspired and encouraged you on your own journey of discovery and faith. If you or anyone you know has a faith story to share, please get in touch with us.
You can reach us at office@guymebaptist.org.au. Also, if you would like to know more about Jesus, pray with someone, or come along to Guymere Baptist Church, please check out the Guymere Baptist Church website at guymerebaptist.org.au.
Until next time, I'm Adam.
And this is Brianna saying, God bless and peace be with you.